Okay, let's review the first week of Maseches Megillah, Daf Beis through Daf Ches. The Maseches starts out with Megillah Nikreis Biralf, Biud Beis, Biud Gimel, Biud Dalet, B'Tesvav, Lo Pachas V'lo Yoser. The Megillah could be read for anywhere between the 11th day of Adar and the 15th day of Adar, but never earlier than the 11th and never later than the 15th. And the Mishnah describes all the different permutations of when Purim falls out on different days of the week, when different places would read the Megillah. But the basic rule is that cities that were surrounded from the days of Yeshua ben Nun read on the 15th. Most other regular cities read on the 14th, but small villages, if the 14th does not fall out on a Monday or Thursday, small villages will read on the previous Monday or Thursday. So the Gemara tells us that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah must have been misaking the days of the Kriyas HaMegillah, meaning to read it earlier, to read it before the 14th, as early as the 11th, the 12th, or the 13th, because if it were not misukun by the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, no one would have been able to make that takana later on, because Ein Bezim of a later bezin can't be mevatel the words of an earlier bezin unless they're greater than the earlier bezin in both chachma and minyan. So where do we find in the psukim that there is a source to read the Megillah as early as Yud Aleph? So one possibility is the pasuk says bizmanehem, that then from bizmanehem we learn that they're supposed to, that just like there are 2 days to read the Megillah in the Iker Takana, there are 2 additional days kiyamim, there are 2 additional days to read the Megillah earlier. And the other, the other opinion says kiyamim rather, that that's what teaches us the 2 additional days. But 2 additional days would only set us back to Yud Gimel and Yud Beis. How do I know you can read it as early as Yud Aleph? So he said, no, Yud Gimel, you don't need a pasuk to tell me, because Yud Gimel is Man Ki Hila Lakol. That's Tainus Esther. That's a time where everyone is gathering. That's the beginning of the Purim miracle anyhow. So that, then, of course, you're allowed to read the Megillah. So the pasuk, when it tells me either through Bizmanehem or Kiyamim, it's telling me 2 days earlier than the 13th, which would be the 11th and the 12th. On the bottom of Beis Amr Aleph, the Chacham disagree with Rabbi Kiva and hold up Bizmanazeh, where we only are Korei Bizmanon, that we do not read any earlier Bizmanazeh. Rabbi Kiva thinks even Bizmanenu, even in our times, we would read early if you have a place where they have Yemei HaKnisa, where they have market days on Mondays and Thursdays. The Gemara asks a stira in the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda whether you read on Yom HaKnisa Bizmanazeh or not. And the Gemara suggests that when it's not a stira, one of the opinions is going like the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and not Rabbi Yehuda himself. The Gemara then brings a raya that in Krachim we read Dafka on Tezvav, and we're never going to read later than Tezvav, and we have no Rishus to be Makdim earlier than Tezvav. The Machlokas, the Gemara then tells us Machlokas between our Tana and Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, whether a city that was surrounded by walls from the is defined as a city that's surrounded by walls from the days of Yeshua ben Nun, or a city that's surrounded by walls from the days of Achashverosh. And then the Gemara darshins from the pasuk ear to ear that anything that's samach and nira is nidon kekrach. Anything that's both close and visible by the big city is considered to be part of the big city. At the very end of Daf Beis, the Gemara tells us the Chiddush that Menatzbach Tzofim Amarim, that the letters of Mem, Nun, Sadi, Pei, and Chaf, which each have a different form when at the end of a word, were instituted by Nevi'im, but Nevi'im were not able to be Mechadesh anything. Ein Navi Rashei Lechadesh Davar. A Navi can't be Mechadesh something new, and plus we know that the Mem and Samach Shebeluchos were B'nei Sayuamdim, and the only way that it's a nace for the Mem to be standing in the Luchos is if you already had the Sophist version of the Mem already at the time of Kabbalah Satorah. So how can you say that the Nevi'im were Misakein? So you have to say, no, it's not the Nevi'im that were Misakein these forms of these letters. Rather, it was the Nevi'im who reinstituted these forms of these letters, because it was forgotten for some time. So since it was forgotten, which ones were at the beginning of the word, which ones were at the, which form appears at the end of the word, so the Nevi'im reinstituted system of using these letters. And Daf Gimel, the Gemara tells us the story of how the Targum of Torah was written by Unkelus, and the Targum of Nevi'im was written by Yonasan ben Uziel, and there was a great earthquake when the Targum of Nevi'im was revealed, And Baskol came out and said, "Who's revealing all my secrets?" And Yonasan ben Uzziel was Omer al Raglav, and he said, "I'm the one that's revealing all the secrets, and you know that I'm not doing it for my own kavod, I'm not doing it for Kvod Beis Abba, I'm doing it for your kavod, Ribbono Shel Olam." And then everything quieted down, and he wanted to be Metargim the Ksuvim as well, but the Baskol said, "No, it's enough to be Metargim what you were Metargim already, not to be Metargim Ksuvim as well." But apparently with Torah, with Unklus being Metargim Torah, that there was no problem, because in Mikra Yotzei Midei Peshuta, the Parsha Peshat of Torah is already widely accepted. Then the Gemara tells us that Chagai, Zechariah, Melachi were greater than Daniel because they were Nevi'im, but in a certain level Daniel was greater than them because Daniel saw the Mara, even though their mazel saw the Mara, their mazel saw something, but they didn't actually see it directly. So in that sense, Chagai, Zechariah, Melachi were, because they didn't see it, they just had their mazel see it, they were not as great as Daniel. The Gemara then tells us Mevatel Avoda, and certainly Mevatel Talmud Torah, for the sake of Mikra Megillah. And the Gemara tells us on the bottom of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph that Yoshua, when he encountered the Malach said to him, approached him and criticized him for two things, that he was Mevatel Talmud Torah and that he was Mevatel the Korban Tamid. So Yoshua said, "Okay, but Aleza Mehen Basa, which one did you come to, are you really upset at me for?" So he says, "Atabasi, it's the fact that you're Mevatel Talmud Torah." And Miyad, he was Vayalin Ba'umko Shel Halacha, he immediately got involved in learning Halacha and studying Halacha, because that was the greater critique of Yoshua for failing to learn Torah while the war effort was going on. So the Gemara tells us further that Talmud Torah of a Yachid is more kal than Kriyas HaMegillah and Avodah, but Kavod HaTorah of a Yachid is more chamur than Kriyas HaMegillah and Avodah. The Gemara then tells us the following Seder Adifos, the following order of priorities and what's most important. Meis Mitzvah is on the top, then Mikra Megillah, then beneath that Avodah, and beneath that is Talmud Torah. The Gemara says, what's the definition of Nira v'samuch? What's an example of Nira v'eino samuch, a city that can be seen from the large city, but it's not close by? So he said, that's if it's all the way on a mountaintop. So it could be seen, but it's not close by. What's an example of samuch v'eino nira, something that's close by, but cannot be seen? So that would be, that samuch v'eino nira would be a situation where it's right over, where there's a mountain in between. It's right, two valleys that are separated by a mountain, so it could be very close, but they can't see each other. And what it tells us, the geder of a krach is something that's hukaf l'besof yashav. At first it was surrounded by a wall, and then it was settled. And it has us at least asara batlanim, without 10 people who are designated to learn there all the time, so then it's not going to be considered a krach, it's not going to be considered a large city. The Gemara tells us in Daf Dalid, now moving on to Daf Dalid, that the cities that Yeshua built and Elpol and Asa also built, they were just destroyed twice. So it was the same cities that were rebuilt over and over again. Then the Gemara tells us the famous line of Rabbi Shimon Levi that Nashim are chayavos for Mikra Megillah. Women are obligated to Mikra Megillah. Why? Because Afin Hayibos Hanes. They too were involved in the Nes of Purim, so therefore they are chayiv Mikra Megillah as well. The Gemara also tells us the din of Shol and Vidarshin B'Purim that's chal on Shabbos, and meaning that even though you can't read the Megillah on Shabbos, but we are at least Shol V'Darshan Bin Yono Shal Yom. We do some sort of a kiyum of the day of Purim by learning the halachas of Purim when Purim falls on Shabbos, and we don't make any gezerah mishum de Rabbah. And even though Rabbah made a gezerah that you're not allowed to read the Megillah on Shabbos because you might come to carry the Megillah Dalaram's precious Rabbim, we don't make any such gezerah in terms of being Shoel V'Doresh. The Gemara tells us the Chayiv Adam Likrosos Megillah B'Layla V'Lishnosa B'Yom. Person has a requirement to read the Megillah at night and then to repeat during the day. To repeat during the day means that Lishnosa, we first thought it meant to learn the Mishnayis of Megillah. No, it's not what it means. It means to repeat, to read it again during the day. From there you see that the Ikar Kriya of Megillah is really the nighttime Kriya, not the daytime Kriya. Moving over to Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara tells us the reason that we're Makdim, Liyom HaKnisa, is because they were Mesapik Mayim Muslim L'Bnei Krachim, that the people from the villages would provide food and water. So if originally we thought that meant that the reason that we allowed the people from the villages to read earlier is for the benefit of the people from the cities, that we want to benefit them as much as possible, so we want to free up the villagers to be able to provide them with food and water. But the Gemara says, no, that's not what it means. What it means is we want to reward the villagers. That's what we're really trying to do, because they're such nice guys that they're providing the food and water, so we want to reward them by not inconveniencing them and allowing them to read the Megillah early. The Mishnah tells us the Sidura de Yoma in the Sefer of the Mishnah, because it makes it easier to understand the Mishnah. I mean, even though the Mishnah started out by saying Yiralef Yibez Yigim Yidal Tesvav, so it was all talking about the day of the month, the Mishnah then went on to say, what if it's Chalios Yidal B'Sheni, Chalios B'Shlishi? So that Sheni, Shlishi, Revi is not talking about the day of the month, that's talking about the day of the week, because it just makes the Mishnah an easier read, makes it much easier to understand. Now, in the middle of Dalet and Beis, Gemara tells us when Purim is Chal and Erev Shabbos, there are three basic shitos. The Tanakhama of the Brisa of Rebbe tells us that the Kfarim and the Ayaros would read on Thursday, and the Mukavas Choma would read on that day on Erev Shabbos on Yud Dalet, because they can't read on Shabbos, and they obviously can't read Sunday, because then it's past Tezvav already. The Tanakhama of Rabbi Yossi holds that the Mukafin and the Kfarim would be brought back Thursday, meaning even the walled cities would go back a day to Yud Gimel, and the Ayaros would stay on their day. They would stay on Friday. And Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi both hold that the Mukafin and the Ayaros could both read on the same day. You don't have to separate the days of the Mukafin and the Ayaros. So they'll both read on Friday, and the Kfarim would go back to Yom Hei. Now, if it's Chal B'Shabbos, then even Rebbe would hold that the Ayaros were Maktim Yom HaKnisa, that the Ayaros would go back to the previous Thursday. Then the Gemara tells us on the bottom of Dalet and Beis two reasons why we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. Either Shemi Yavirenu, the Gezerah de Rabba, that you might come to carry your forearms from Shus Rabim, or Einayim Shel Aniyim, that the Aniyim are always looking forward to Mikra Megillah, so we don't want them to be disappointed. We want them to be able to have that opportunity to collect money, so we allow them that opportunity through Mikra Megillah. And Dafei Amarav, the Gemara tells in Machlokas, where the Megillah Bismana, you need a minion when you read Megillah Bismana, or you could even be read the Yachid, and Rav is Machmir for the Shita of Ravasi that you need a minion. Even though Rav disagrees, he himself was Machmir for the Shita that you need a minion. On Heyam and Aleph, there's a Mishnah that tells us four separate halachos. Halacha number one, a large city is defined as a city that has Asara Batlanim. Halacha number two, only Megillah were Makdim, but Tisha B'Av, Hakel, and Chagiga, and Atzei Kohanim, the day that the Kohanim would donate the wood to the Beis HaMikdash, that were always Ma'acher. We would not be Makdim, we would not make it come earlier, we'd make it come later. Third halacha, on the day that we're Makdim to read the Megillah, it's still mutter to do Hasper and Tainus. Fourth halacha, in a place where they don't have a Yom HaKnisa on Monday and Thursday, so then you would read the Megillah in the normal time. You would not be Makdim Yom HaKnisa, even for the small villages. Then the Gemara tells us that Ein Monin Yomim L'Shanim, or Sha'us L'Chadashim, that when counting years, we always count years in terms of months, not in terms of days. And when counting months, we count months in terms of days, not in terms of hours. And the Gemara tells us the reason why it is that the Mishnah said that Tisha B'Av, we are ma'acher, we are not makdim, why Tisha B'Av, that would, let's say, would fall on Shabbos, we would delay it, we would not make it come earlier, we would delay it till Sunday, rather than observing Tisha B'Av on Thursday or Friday, is because akdume peronos lo makadmi, we try not to make peronos come earlier. Tisha B'Av is a profoundly sad day, we don't want to bring sadness any earlier. When it comes to Chagiga and Hakel, the reason we don't make it come earlier is because it's still not the Zman for those mitzvos. Now, the Gemara has three opinions about what it means, the cryptic line in the Braisa, where the Braisa says, Zman Chagiga Ma'achrin. What does that mean? Zman Chagiga Ma'achrin. So one opinion is that there's no Olas Re'iya on Yom Tov, like the Shita of Beishama. You can't bring Olas Re'iya on Yom Tov itself. Second opinion, it means, no, we're only Mashlim B'toch HaZman. You can only do the Tashlumin for the missed Karban when it's within the Zman of the Karban. And the third sheet is that no, Zman Chagig Ma'achron means that even when Shavuos falls on Shabbos, you could be Mashlim the entire week, even though Shavuos is only a one day Yantiv, so you would think it's no longer considered within the Zman. So we say no, Zman Chagiga, the entire Zman, normal time frame that you have for Chagiga, you could still bring it. On top of it, Beis Gemara tells us three things that Rebbe did that required some analysis. First thing, he planted on Purim. Second thing he did is he took a shower or bath on Shavuos and Tammuz. And third thing is he wanted to get rid of Tisha B'Av First thing Gemara thought it meant he wanted to get rid of Tisha B'Av entirely, but no, it doesn't mean that. It means he wouldn't have the power to get rid of Tisha B'Av entirely. It means when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, he wanted to suspend Tisha B'Av for that 1 year. The Gemara tells us, how is it possible that Rebbe would do Malacha on Purim? So three possibilities. Either it was on Yud Dalet, and Rebbe himself celebrated Purim on Tesvav, meaning he was from a place that was surrounded by a wall, so when he was doing the Malacha, it was the previous day. Or the Isra Malacha may have been something that Klal Yisrael was never Mekabel. They were Mekabel to make a feast and to party and to read Megillah, but maybe they were never Mekabel in Isra Malacha on Purim. Or a third possibility is that when he was planting on Purim, it was in the Tiyah Shel Simcha. And in the Tiyah Shel Simcha, you're allowed to do on Purim. On the bottom of Heaven Beis, the Gemara is a suffix whether Hekef Yamim is considered a Hekef Choma, meaning when it comes to Megillah, meaning if not Yam but Yamim, if on one side the city is not surrounded by a wall, it's surrounded by an ocean, and the other side it's surrounded by walls, is that considered to be a city? That's Mukefes Choma. But when it comes to Batei Arei Choma, there's no suffix. That's a clear din. When it comes to Batei Arei Choma, that it's not considered to be surrounded by a wall. But when it comes to halachos of Megillah, that's a suffix. So what do you do when you have a situation of suffix? So Gemara tells us several different people that because they didn't know when to read the Megillah, they just read the Megillah on both days. They weren't sure if their city counted as a walled city, so they read the Megillah both on Yud Dalet and Tezvav. It's interesting the Rishonim say that that's not the halacha. The halacha is you only read the Megillah on Yud Dalet, but these are people who were machmir more than the din required. On Daf Vav, the Gemara tells us the names of different cities and why these cities were called by their names. Chamas is Tveria, Rekas is Tzipori, etc. Kinera Zuginosar, and it goes on and tells us the meaning of all of these names. The Gemara says that Zvulun got the town of Tzipori because it's Zavas Chalav Dvash, and even though he complained about it at first, he was Misraim al Midosav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you have no idea what you're sitting on when you get that town. You get the rights to the Chilazon, and you know what kind of money you're going to make from selling the Chilazon, plus you get tuna fish. You're going to have access to sell to corner the market on the tuna fish industry, plus a special type of crystals, zechuchas levana, that you're going to be able to have. So Zvulun really thought they had a raw deal, but they really got a very spectacular piece of land. Then the Gemara tells us that removing Batei Avodah Zarah from Edom and setting up places that we were able to set up places of Torah in where the Batei Avodah Zarah of Edom used to be, and that Yerushalayim and Kisri are always the relationship between Yerushalayim and Kisri is you always have Echel Lamala v'Echel Lamata. If someone tells you that Charvu Shtehen, that they're both destroyed, Al Tamein, don't believe such a person. If someone tells you Yashvu Shtehen, that they're both being settled and peaceful and successful, don't believe them. It's always one is up, one is down. It's like a seesaw. There's no way that they're both being successful simultaneously. The Gemara in Vav and Beis tells us Germania, which Lechor is Germany, can destroy the whole world when they're Ba'achtus. If two sides of Germany come together and they decide to start conquering, they could do frightening things to the world, the Gemara tells us, a frightening Gemara. Yagati Umatsasi Tamin, the Gemara says, if someone tells you that they put in a lot of effort and they were successful in their learning, you should believe them when it's about Divrei Torah. But when it's about remembering the Torah, that you don't believe them, because that's a lot of Siyata Deshmaya when it comes to remembering the Torah. The Gemara has three shitos in the middle of Avim Beis, when it's mutter to be Misgare Barasha, to taunt a Rasha. So one possibility is Mili Deshmaya. When it comes to heavenly matters, you're allowed to taunt a Rasha. Second possibility, if you're a Tzadik Gomor, then you could go taunt a Rasha. And a third possibility, when he's not experiencing a significant period of good luck. If he's going through a significant period of good luck, then you're not allowed to taunt him. The Gemara also has three shitos about Adar Rishon, meaning what parts of Purim, what elements of Purim, if any, do we observe during Adar Rishon in a year that has two Adars. So Tanakama holds Kol Mitzvos, all Mitzvos you do in Adar Rishon except for Mikra Megillah. Rav Lozer Rav Yossi says, no, even Mikra Megillah you do in Adar Rishon. And Rav Shmuel holds nothing is done in Adar Rishon. None of the Mitzvos of Purim are done in Adar Rishon. The svar for Rav Lozer Rav Yossi is they ma'vir in all Mitzvos, that you have an opportunity to do the Mitzvos, so do the Mitzvos as early as possible. The svar for Rav Shmuel Gamliel, though, is, no, Mismach Gulagulah, that it's better to juxtapose the celebration of the Geula of Purim with the celebration of the Geula of Pesach, so we always want it in Adar Sheni. On Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara tells us that Esther requested of the Chachamim, Kevauni Lidoros, I want you to be Kovea my story in a book for generations. And the Chacham said to her, Kina Atma Reres Alein Lebenu Umos, you're going to cause jealousy amongst the nations. She said, what are you talking about? I'm ready in their history books, so I want you to write down my story. Ksov Zosi Karim Basefer, the Gemara Darshans, tells us, teaches us that they were allowed to write Megillas Esther, or at least to write the story of Amalek in three different places, three different times, as we have the story of Amalek in a number of different places, a zikaron of what Amalek is to us and what we need to do to them in several different places. The Gemara has a little bit of a discussion which books are Metamei Yadayim, where Meir holds Koheles is not Metamei Yadayim. It's Machlokas about Shir Shirim. Rabbi Yossi says no, Shir Shirim is Metamei Yadayim. Machlokas about Koheles, and discussion about that this might be one of the Kulei Beis Shammai and the Chumrei Beis Hillel, where Beis Shammai is more lenient about what's Metamei Yadayim, Beis Hillel is more Machmir. So, but that the reason we bring that discussion up is because Esther gets involved in that discussion. The only things that are Metamei Yadayim are things that are actually considered books of Tanakh. So obviously, if Esther is Metamei Yadayim, that would make it a book of Tanakh. That would be an indication that it's a book of Tanakh. But Esther was written Baruch HaKodesh, the Gemara tells us. How do we know it was written Baruch HaKodesh? Seven different opinions. How do we know that it was written Baruch HaKodesh? But the best of all the opinions, the Gemara says, the one that we prefer was actually offered by an Amora, not by a Tana, that is based on the Pasuk. It's Shmuel's opinion that Kimu v'kiblu, Kimu l'malama shekiblu l'mata, that they knew when writing the Megillah that they were Mekayim in the Bezen Shalmaila, what we were Mekabel down here in Bezen Shalmata. The only way anyone would ever know such information is through Ruach HaKodesh. The Gemara tells us a little bit about Mishloach Manos, Matanos of Yonim, going over from Zayin Amud Aleph to Zayin Amud Beis, that Mishloach Manos is to send a Davar Chashuv to an Adam Chashuv, that you have to take into account the Chashivas of the person when it comes to Mishloach Manos, but the definition of Mishloach Manos is Shtei Manos L'Yishechad, to send two pieces of food to one person, whereas Matanos of Yonim is two Manos to two different people, meaning one to each person. The Gemara tells us that the din of Chayiv Inish L'Vesumi before Yadol Yadol Ben Aruham L'Baruch Mordechai, a person has become intoxicated till he doesn't know the difference between Aruham and Baruch Mordechai, and that Su'udas Purim is a mitzvah of the daytime of Purim, it's not a mitzvah of the nighttime of Purim, and Machlokas the Gemara has with the Machshire Yochel Nefesh can be done in Yom Tov. One drasha is lechem lechol tzarcheichem, that tells you that you're even allowed to do machshirei ochel nefesh, not just ochel nefesh melachos can be done in Yom Tov, but even the preparatory work for ochel nefesh. Or maybe you could say no, lechem means lechem v'lo la'aklam, that you're not allowed to do ochel nefesh melachos for a guy. So, but it doesn't tell us anything about machshirin. The other opinion says hu v'lo machshirin, that with the drasha is we darshin hu, that you're allowed to do the ochel nefesh, but you're not allowed to do machshirei ochel nefesh. And the other opinion would respond, no, me who teaches us that you're not allowed to do machshirin that were efshar mibod yom, efshar lasos mibod yom, that you could have done from erev yantif, but machshirin that you couldn't have done from erev yantif, you're allowed to do on yantif. Then the Gemara gets into a discussion. If a person, we know that there's a din of kam lebed rab mine, that if a person is chayiv two onshim, he only has to suffer the worst of the two onshim. That's for sure true when it comes to bezin shel mata. Persons, let's say, chayiv misa and bezin is chayiv skila. He's also chayiv mamon. So he only has to pay the skila, he doesn't have to pay the mamon. What if you're chayiv kares? So that's a discussion in the Tanaim, whether a person who's chayiv kares is also part of from Tashlumin. The Gemara also mentions, once it's talking about Chayav Ikrisos, that Chayav Ikrisos Shalakura Pturim Ikrisos. And there is also a discussion that perhaps people who are Chayav Karis, that get Malkus, then become Pater from the Karis. Moving on to Daf Ches, on the top of Ches Amud Aleph, the Mishnah starts the Ein Bein Mishnayos, and tells us Ein Bein Mudra Anah L'Mudr Meichel, that the only difference between a Neder, not to get Anah, and Neder, not to get Meichel, not to get food from someone, is Drisas HaRegel, and Kalim that don't have anything to do with Ochel Nefesh. But any other type of use of Kalim is called Meichel, because you could use it for food, or it has value that you could use the money for the food. And then the next Mishnah tells us, Ein Bein Nedarim U'Nedavos, whether there's no difference between taking something B'lashon Neder or B'lashon Nedava, except for whether you're Chayiv Bachriyusa, meaning if a person says, Hare Alai Karbon, so he makes it about himself, that he is Chayiv to bring Karbon, which means, even if he had a specific animal in mind, if that animal gets lost, Hare Alai, he still has to go bring that korban. He has to replace the animal with another animal to bring his korban. But if he said a rezu, this animal is a korban, then if that animal gets lost, he's pater, he's not chayv b'achriyus, so because it was only about that animal. The next Ein Bein Mishnah, in the middle of Chesam and Aleph, is a Zav HaRoah Shtei Ri'os, is Tamei Mishkav Moshev. If a Zav sees Ziva twice, he's Tamei Mishkav Moshev, and he counts Shiva Nekiyim, but he does not bring a carbon until he's Roah Shalosh Ri'os, until he sees Ziva three times. It's different than a Zavva, than a female Zav, because a Zavva, when is only going to be Tame and requires Shiva Nekiyim, is only going to be Tame Mishkav Moshev and requires Shiva Nekiyim if she sees three times on three consecutive days. But by a man, it's different. A man, first of all, doesn't have to be on consecutive days. It could be all on the same day. And there's the difference between seeing twice and seeing three times is whether there's a Chiyuv Karban or not. On Daf Chesam Beis, the Mishnah goes on, another Ein Bein Mishnah tells us that there's no difference Ein Bein Mitzorah Muskar the Mitzorah Mukhlat. The only difference between a Mitzorah who is being closed off for a week to reassess his situation and see what happens versus a Mitzorah Mukhlat, the Mitzorah who has absolute Tzara'as, is that a Mitzorah Muskar does not require Priya or Frima, but he is sent out Chutz L'Machne and he's Metame Bibia, just like a Mitzorah Mukhlat, whereas a Muskar that becomes Tahar does not have to bring Tziporim and does not require Tiglachas. And then another Ein Bein Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Chesam Beis is that there's no difference between Sfarim versus Tefillin and Mezuzos, except for that Tefillin and Mezuzos are only written in Lashon HaKodesh, and Sfarim there's a Machlokas. Tanakam holds they could be written in any language. Rav Shulam Liel holds they could only be written in Lashon HaKodesh and Yevonis and Greek. But that's all if it's written Beguf and Shalanu, if it's written in our script. But if it's written in other scripts, then it would not be kosher, even if it's in Lashon HaKodesh or if it's in Greek. So, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll try to chazer over the next seven blot. That's the first seven blot of Maseches Megillah. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll try to chazer over the next seven blot of Maseches Megillah.